You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Susan Ibitz on the line, and she's a human behavior hacker over at Human Behavior Lab. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you very much. I've been following your show, so it's such an honor to be invited. Thank you.
So I'm so excited to get into today's topic. I know you recently launched the Human Behavior Hacker School. Can't wait to get into that. But before we do, I want to get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Human Behavior Lab. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Well, it's kind of weird because I found out 2 years ago that nobody else doing what I do, and I was under the impression every profiler know what I know, do what I do. So I always say I am a human behavior hacker because some people hack computers and I hack humans, and I think it's funny. It's better than saying coaching. So I always define, when I was a kid, my dad gives all the four kids he has, it's a special time. And my special time with my dad was watching Columbo. And after every show, says, Dad, I want to have a superpower. I want to do what he does. I want to read people's minds. And I want to know what they're thinking. And when I was growing up, I found out that my superpower is called science, the science of human behavior. So I spent the last 20 years studying and practicing human behavior. I do body language, microexpression, statement analysis, and forensic analysis. They're different. Forensic analysis is what they did to find the Una Bomber. And I study with the people who find the Una Bomber for the FBI. And a statement analysis is determining if somebody can be tried to deceive you in an email, a phone call, or even a text. And I do physiognomy, but that is face reading. That has been used for 5,000 years, actually. Alexander the Great used it. Abraham Lincoln was a physiognomist. It's used in jury selection. I don't know any lawyer who doesn't have somebody like what I do, selecting jury. I do personality types, and now I am embarking in two new masters. So I cannot talk about it because I'm not allowed to say that until I don't graduate, because I'm going to be the person number 23rd on the world certified in that. And my friends make jokes on me and says, oh, you're going to be the Michael Jordan of Chicago. You're going to be the number 23rd in Chicago certified. Like, haha. So what I do is, I help people to better communicate. And when people says, well, what you do can be confused with manipulation. And I always reply, I give you a car. If you choose to drink and drive, it's your decision. Now, if you choose to use that car to help people to save their life, it's your decision too. So I teach people how to read someone. I can receive a picture of you. I can do a, like, 50-page report about your face based in science. So when I met with you, I know how you intake and process information. So once I have you in front of me and I can see you reacting, I can evaluate your body language, your microexpressions. Now, if I need to jump on a call with you because I already have a report about your picture, I can determine how you're reacting by the tone of your voice, the words you choose to use, and how you express yourself. Actually, I'm going to be presenting. It's going to be the first time that a civilian hostage negotiator, I'm a civilian hostage negotiator level 3, international certified. But it's going to be the first time that a civilian hostage negotiation is going to be presenting in a conference. Actually, we're going to be doing the closed keynote speaking. And then what they want me to do is they're going to choose a person, they're going to put it in a room, and they're going to patch me through, and I'm going to be listening to that person for 5 minutes. And they want me in 5 minutes to do a complete profile, like that is a hostage taker, and we need to resolve the situation and from the Myers-Briggs personality to how he intakes, process information, what is the size of the ears, the words this person use, and how to profile and resolve the situation. That's what I can do from a 5-minute phone call.
Wow. And I wanna spend some time on the school. So tell us more about the school that you launched. So a human behavior hacker school.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I chose to move to the countryside because, as can you imagine, people who that's what we do is we have an overload. Like you're going to get a coffee and you've got like ear dropping with
yes.
other people. Is doing. Like I can hear an hour conversation. It's happened to me to go to bars and when the guy or the girl going to the bathroom and says, you know, that person is lying to you. No, like walk away. It's gone.
Oh,
take yourself. Walk
gosh.
Away. I cannot help myself. And I do that in business. I do that with lawyers and I do it professional, but I do it for fun too. So I decided to move to the countryside and says, okay, I need to find a way to spend more time at home. I used to travel like 40 weeks a year and I cannot divide myself anymore. So I started doing some online training for my clients. Actually, one of my oldest clients is in Germany and we haven't met in person for the last 3 years because I do everything online. So 6 months ago and says, what about if this, instead to be me teach people, we can become a community and we become the only e-learning around the world who does human behavior training. So you're not going to find somebody teaching you how to cook or how to do plumbing in your house. We have hardcore people. We have the former CEO of Tony Robbins. We have people who does de-escalation and negotiation from MI6. We have hostage negotiation teaching you how to manage negotiation in the business world. We have the former PR of Google, Facebook, Cisco, Reuters. So we have this amazing group of 20 coaches who I don't know how I put it together, and I don't want to break the trust. We have scaled to almost 240 classes to the end of the year, and it's been amazing. I know everybody's launching e-learning now, but we have been working in this for 6 months. And it's an invitation coach only. So it's don't want to sound cocky, but we want to make sure that it's a quality and not quantity. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to learn in this website, you're not going to find it in any other place because I use in my 20 years of experience the training from, I have trained by the Mossad, CIA, FBI, whoever is going doing things I've been training with, and I'm friends with some of my trainers, so I bring them on board on this platform, and it's been crazy. Like, we have a waiting list, and when we launch it, it's like, whoa, happy to know people want to learn how to communicate better.
Oh, that's awesome. So Susan, that being said, I can talk to you about this all day long. I love what you're doing. I love the work, and it truly is unique content. That being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on either Human Behavior Lab or on the Human Behavior Hacker School, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Google me, LinkedIn. I reply to all my messages by myself. We are all over the media. You can contact us through Human Behavior Lab. You can contact us, Human Behavior Hacker School, and we open it an office in Latin America to do the training in Spanish too. By the way, website, it's been translated in 5 languages. So it doesn't matter what is your original language, you can take the classes. So I would just Google me and whatever you feel more comfortable, I will reply to you. I'm going to take the time to talk to you and establish communication because that's what we do.
Fantastic. Well, Susan, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and what you're doing over at Human Behavior Lab and also at your school, so Human Behavior Hacker School. So thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Susan, thanks again for coming on the show.